Fellow Freedom fans, I'm back. Before, just for a little comic break, just for a little comic timing here, just a little yes, to mix your emotions a little bit. This is something that I saw in I think it was the Chronicle Online. Let me check my internet connection here shortly. It is the Chronicle Online, and there's an article on the Chronicle Online today about people lining up because the Department of Motor Vehicles highway safety fees have gone up. They've gone up and people are standing in line. I guess there was, vehicle registration went up today to a base rate of $44 from a previous rate of $32.50. Oh my goodness, that's 25%. To renew a Class E driver's license, the fee increased from $20 to $48. Oh my goodness, that's significant, isn't it? Wow. Now, something I noticed here just a few weeks ago, a bill went in that you may not know of. It's House Bill 71. House Bill 71 that's proposed for the next session is specifically to challenge this. It is Representative Drake, and as a co-sponsor is now Schneck, and I need to give him a call and see what they're thinking on this. And on House, or the HB0071, House Bill 71, have you talked to these guys? Do you like the fees going up? And that one Class E license obviously went from $20 to $48. Well, here's a bill, House Bill 71, that's proposing, or just the first one that pops up on this list, is the crash report from $10 down to $2. Non-refundable privilege to drive. Suspension of driver's license, la, 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 together with non-refundable service charge of, there used to be a $60 fee, they're proposing it goes down $47.50. Some other charge, $22.50 down to $10. Here's, reassignment of a title of motor vehicle or mobile home to the purchaser. Applicant must pay used to be $20. This bill is proposing $10. Department, subsection Florida statutes amended to read fees, Jarvis Department shall charge a fee of $24 instead of $70 for each original certificate of title, except for, and then there's the motor vehicle hire register or whatever. Yeah. I don't want to read it all. But there's a bill, House Bill 71, that's proposing the vast majority of motor vehicle fees to be reduced significantly. I mean, just off easy, simple math off the top of my head, it looks like 60%. Here it is. These fees are going up, have just gone up. And I guess there's a pretty significant change. People were rushing out to get in under the deadline where here's House Bill 71. Did you know there's a House Bill 71 proposed for the next session that is proposing to slash these bills on what it looks to me on average with the quick math? Look here, it's a 60% decrease. Did you guys know what's going on? Did you guys know that the other bill went into effect that would raise all those fees? Have you been paying attention? Most likely, everybody's distracted by the in-flight entertainment while our combined planes are in a nosedive. So House Bill 71, what do you think of that? Our number here, 888-850-1872. Is it a good thing or a bad thing for the Department of Motor Vehicles to have an increase of fees or a decrease in fees? Our number here, 888-850-1872. Again, that bill, House Bill 71, is proposed by Drake with a co-sponsor of Schenck. I think it's Schenck or is it Schneck? I'll look it up. We'll look it up on the break, and I'll try to get those guys' phone number and see what they're thinking. But back here to this other thing. Does it matter to you what legislation is before the various bodies? Are you more concerned about health reform and Congress and specifically taking care of national health reform, health care reform? Are you more interested in that or those things in the Constitution that says the United States has legislative powers over certain functions of government? How do you like the post office decreasing their service? How do you like that? How is the government, the United States right now, how well are they running the post office and the postal service? How well is that congressionally controlled Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution program being run currently? It's having troubles. But there, it just so happens that there are groups of people, certain factions out there, who are trying to get Congress to take over a much larger project, a much larger portion of the economy, a much larger portion of what's going on out there, this healthcare system, basically take over the healthcare system. Are you concerned about cash for clunkers? Are you more concerned about cash for clunkers? Or are you more concerned about those functions of government that are expressly talked about in the Constitution of the United States as being the role of government? I wonder, and I have a suspicion that the vast majority of even our listeners, which our listeners have a tendency to be activists one way or the other. I think some of them are just your average man or woman who care. Some young people are care, concerned about what's going on. They see they haven't necessarily gotten the bug of the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping our country. That's actually global. That's why I call it pandemic. But so not everybody is in this state of dementia. So people, I think, who are really paying attention to what's going on do have some fascination with this particular show. It's totally different. It's totally weird. It's sometimes hard to take. But I think you're tuning in, and some people listen, even if you're, I'd say, of a different viewpoint and progressively having a different viewpoint than I have. You still are fascinated by what I say, because you may disagree with what I say, but then every now and then when I'm telling you something you disagree with, I actually put information behind it. And so sometimes it kind of will throw you off, kind of put you off balance sometimes. Are you concerned about the post office not running properly? That's the purpose of government, of the United States government, not Florida government, United States government. Are you concerned that if you want reform, wouldn't you like Florida to do it first? If Florida, a smaller government, can't handle your needs in Florida, what makes you think? This is just I'm not saying they can't do it. I can't say that Congress has not the ability to set up some national program that will just, of course, take over the planet. But I can't say that they won't be able to meet your needs. I think odds are they can't, because I look at, don't you think that Florida can deal with your problems? If there's a problem in Florida, is it the same problem that's in California? It's possible. Lots of coastline, a lot of interesting people, but it might not be the same thing that's going on in Kansas. What are your needs? Can you handle it in Florida? Do you not trust your Florida legislature? You know why? It's kind of like, well, let's trust what we can't see. Like, we can't really, because evolution is such a broad thing, we can't really prove that it didn't happen. Especially if we don't know anything about physics and chemistry. And since we don't know anything about physics and chemistry, let's just swallow evolution. So, okay. And since we don't really know what goes on in Congress, it's very confusing. And all we're getting is in-flight entertainment by passionate people with different partisan views. We'd much rather, for the sake of our in-flight entertainment, hear it coming out of Congress, because we don't really care what happens in Florida. We got this silent little legislature that's doing things, and we're not really sure. I wonder how many people knew that your rates were going to go up for your motor vehicle fees. How many people, before hearing me on this radio show, say, hey, House Bill 71 is proposing that about 60% of those fees go down? The vast majority of those fees go down 60%. That's a better way of saying it. So I wonder if you knew. So I'm going to go back to this bill. And it's kind of like, well, I don't have all the same kind of groovy looking music and stuff like that that the evil conservative has. Great show, by the way. I love Patrick's show today. I really enjoyed that. It was really good. I'm not crazy about his music. I have a different bent to my style of music. People probably hate mine. Yeah. So here's this article Oh, that's the fees. I can't talk about the fees. Let me go back to the fact, folks, that there is a bill that has been proposed in Florida. It's House Bill 21. It's called the Florida Firearms Protection Act. And its goal is to protect your firearms laws. In fact, protect Florida and its legislature's ability to deal with the laws that affect the Floridians from within Florida. See, Florida, I believe, has the ability to make some laws that affect somebody bringing a gun into Florida. Like once it crosses your border and they don't check it in at the border, it's possible that you could say if you bring a gun into Florida, you have to check it in at the visitor's center or the, you know what I mean? You could actually have a law that says, okay, you're free to have a firearm, just you got to check in at the border. That's it. If you're from out of state, they could do that. Now, I don't know, like the U.S. government can't write a law that says when you go out of Georgia into Florida, you have to check in at the visitor center and show your firearm if you're not selling it. Now, they could say, oh, because people carry it into states and end up doing commerce, we have to have everybody with a gun check in and register in those states. See, I think that would be a violation of the Constitution. I think it would exceed their powers. They could make a law that says, so in other words, you should be immune from, like you are immune from being, from having the government tell me you can't say something before you say it. You're immune from having the government under the First Amendment tell you what you can't publish. But once you publish it, if what you did was a violation of law, then guess what? They can exercise the use of the sword to basically hold you accountable for a common law offense. So it's the same thing. You should be immune from taking your gun that you own from Georgia to Florida, but then not be immune from doing something like sneaking the gun from Florida to Georgia to Florida to undercut some kind of protection in law for whatever regulation in order to sell it in Florida, then you could actually violate a federal law because now it's interstate commerce. And that's the thing, is you say, well, what, they should be able to do stuff. Well, maybe they should be able to do stuff in certain interstate commerce things, but should they be able to write the laws of what will happen in Florida to Floridians just because somewhere on the planet somebody takes a gun from one side to the other and sells it? That's not the way government works. Progressively, with this sweeping pandemic of dementia that's hit our nation, and we cannot understand justice, evil men do not understand justice. There's a flip side to that proverb. I'll tell you that after the break. Because we're confused and we got this pandemic of dementia stupor, we don't understand the function and purpose of government. And if they will operate within their respective zones and boundaries, man, you're going to have a free nation, a prosperous nation. But with our dementia, we think we're going to do something to save ourselves, and all we're doing is sending ourselves into a whirlpool of destruction. We're just going to get sucked down into the vortex of catastrophe. So, hey, strange but true. Challenging your brain. This is kind of surreal, this faith and freedom show. I see our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. Hey, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Woo, yeah. The beginning of a fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Take that one, huh? How's that? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Sounds kind of radical. Sounds kind of extreme. Hey, I'm an extreme Christian. Christian extremist. I love God and I love my neighbor as myself. I hope you've enjoyed me poking you in the brain a little bit. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Hey, if I stir you up, give us a call. Let's hear what the other side thinks. That's what's great about this. It's a fairness thing, isn't it? 888-850-1872. I think I'll be fair.